Welcome to today's broadcast, my good radio friends. We have received commendations from some listeners after the last broadcast. We give God glory that the messages are impactful. We encourage you to act on the word of God you'll be hearing. God will rather be happy that you are a doer of the word and not a hearer only. The topic of today is understanding God's internal purpose. Understanding God's internal purpose. We shall read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9 to 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9 to verse 10. The first letter of Apostle Paul to Thessalonians chapter 5, 9 to 10. The New International Version reads this way: For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. The Cambridge Dictionary defines wrath as extreme anger or fierce anger. In order to understand what the scriptures reveal concerning the anger and wrath of God, it is necessary to consider God's character, the context in which they are spoken of, and with whom his anger is being displayed or his wrath. Let us therefore consider the topic under five headings. 1. The character of God. 2. The circumstance that forces God to be angry. 3. Biblical examples of the display of God's anger. 4. God's original purpose. The fifth one is how to escape God's anger. Let us consider then the character of God. God is holy. He completely and totally distances himself from sin. He distances himself from evil, corruption, and the resultant pollution or guilt. God maintains his purity and rejects or fights against and destroys that which would offend or attack, undermine his holiness and love. Hence, God's anger and wrath must always be seen in relation to his maintaining and defending his attributes of love and holiness, as well as his righteousness and justice. It is therefore important that we understand that from the beginning, God did not appoint us to suffer wrath. It was not his purpose and cannot be his purpose. What circumstances will force God to be angry and appoint one to suffer punishment when the holiness of God, his righteousness and justice are undermined? God applies punishment. Hear what the scripture says. In Romans chapter 1 verse 18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth of their wickedness. In verse 19 to 23, the Bible says, they know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. Forever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities and his internal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God or even give him thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. And instead of worshiping the glorious and ever-living God, they worshipped idols made to look like mere people and birds and animals and reptiles. Verse 28 says that in consequence of this attitude of not acknowledging God, God abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done. That's not the end of the story. Romans chapter 2 verse 2 in the New Living Translation says, And we know that God, in his justice, will punish anyone who does such things. Verse 5 tells us, But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, You are storing up terrible punishment for yourself, for a day of anger is coming when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will judge everyone according to what they have done. He will give eternal life to those who keep on doing good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. But he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth, and instead live lives of wickedness. There will be calamity and trouble for everyone who keeps on doing what is evil. Perhaps you are presently in the circumstance that will precipitate God's wrath or extreme anger against you. You have a way of escape. Make haste today to escape because you have the opportunity. The way of escape is Jesus, the Son of God. John the Baptist warned his generation and said, "Who has warned you to escape the wrath of God that is impending?" He said, "The axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire." Friends, God has shown us his anger severally in the scriptures. There are biblical examples. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 in particular, the Bible says that every intent and thought of man's heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he has made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them." This happened during the time of Noah. God, with flood waters, destroyed the inhabitants of the earth and spared only Noah and his family and animals. Our Lord Jesus warns that as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be, for as in the days of Noah before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Again, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 20, God said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see. It is known that despite the intercession of Abraham, Sodom and Gomorrah was not spared from God's anger because of their sin." What is God's original purpose concerning men? God's original purpose is demonstrated in the relationship between our first father Adam. He had unhindered relationship with God. He had sweet relationship with his maker. He named the animals, thus participating in the creation process. God introduced punishment because of disobedience to his instructions. God could not compromise his holiness and righteousness. The original purpose of God was for mankind to have unhindered fellowship with him. The incidence of sin destroyed this relationship. But Jesus is restoring the relationship. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the door. Through him, God is restoring our relationship with him. At this point, let me mention some vices that spoil our relationship with God. Pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy, stubbornness, hardness of heart, rebellion, disrespect, sexual sins of any sort, lust, impure thoughts, infidelity, abusive tongue, idolatry, gluttony, self-confidence, stealing of all kinds, murder. The list is inexhaustible. All these vices stand between you and God. Unforgiveness have become a stronghold in your life. A stronghold is an entrenched pattern of thought, an ideology or value or behavior that is contrary to the word and will of God. Friends, the eternal purpose of God is to break the power of sin in your life so that you will not suffer or partake in the punishment reserved for Satan and the rebellious or the disobedient. The last point, and very important, is how can you escape the impending wrath? Our Bible passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 9 to 10 tells us that God has appointed us to receive salvation. In order to escape the wrath of God, you must obtain salvation. God has designed it that there is no salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Apostle Peter, speaking to his countrymen, as I'm speaking to our own people today, said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. These days, many people claim to be born again. The experience is supposed to produce a newness of lifestyle, which progressively manifests the character of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. A person who continues in his old lifestyle puts a doubt on his claim to having been born again. Maybe you detest the term born again. Please, it means being saved or redeemed by Christ Jesus from his impending wrath or extreme punishment. There are some steps you need to take to receive salvation. The first step is you must repent of your sins. This involves acknowledging your sins and agreeing to forsake them or renounce them. The second step is to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your personal life. The third step is to accept by faith the forgiveness Jesus offers through his death and resurrection. The last step you need to take is to make effort through Bible study to grow in your new life. If you accept to take the aforementioned steps, I would like to pray with you. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I accept that I am a sinner. I also accept that I cannot save myself. I therefore invite you to save me. Forgive me all my sins and take your abode in my life. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, these ones who have called on your name, forgive their sins and receive them as your children. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.